This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We started talking about Trump with the first 100 days speech that he made, and now we're talking about the soda tax. A lot of people have comments. We're going to get back to your calls and thoughts with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Soda tax is being proposed, and it's not accurate to call it a soda tax because it's going to attack anything with sugar, basically any drink that has sugar added to it at some point in its process. So that'll include, you know, frappuccinos, any kind of sweetened iced tea, coffee, Gatorade. All of that stuff will be included under this sugary drinks tax, let's call it that. But they'll be exempting diet sodas. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. We'll start with Philip in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Philip.
Yes, thank you. The wait was too long, but I think it's better that I made this contribution. Just before I say anything I have to say, I have a few questions, and you guys will know. What I believe is that maybe you guys are journalists or maybe just media commentators.
We're just talk show hosts.
Yeah, okay, talk show host. It's a question I want to ask, because many times I do hear this in America, people talking about the government. Who is the government? That's the first thing. The second question I would like to ask
you. Well, let's answer that then. The government is a group of strangers who are threatening violence against peaceful people. That's who the government is.
Government. That's how you define government, right?
That's how I define it.
Well, I think the best way to describe a nation state is...
Let me give the second question. The second question is, would it not be better that since the government, some of us don't really appreciate the government telling us what and what not to do? Should it not be better taxing us? Should it not be better that we just get rid of government and live in a state of nature, you know, where everybody for themselves, God for all?
No, yes, I think that people I think that government is something that humans need, but that government should compete. Governments should compete in the same way that cell phone companies and insurance companies do. Insurance companies are very much in bed with government, but in the same way that service providers and people that produce goods compete against each other, we get better quality service and better prices if they compete. When an organization claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, and that's what a government is, then that organization is going to do what all monopolies do. It's going to provide crappy service at high prices.
Well, what is it that they're going to provide that I want?
Here's the thing. Your definition of government, and I know there are a lot of Americans that are listening out there tonight, is a little bit different from my concept, because the government is the people. That is why, in fact, all this tax thing, they took it to the people to decide on the vote. Now, my problem normally is with the idea that, you know, if you're a talk show host, like, you know, I had a very long wait on this program, and there was another lady that called, and she was trying to raise some issues. But here's the thing. As a talk show commentator, if at all you are doing your work as a journalist, you should your program is a place for the cross-fertilization of views from the public.
Yes.
Now, if you take the line that you have taken, wait a minute, if you take the line that you are taking, you have already, even though you sit down in the studio as somebody who is controlling the calls that come in, you are not giving people the opportunity to have this cross-fertilization of view, but you have taken a side with those who are against the government. And
there's something lost in translation here, because we're on open phones.
So
Phil, that's a load of garbage. I'm going to put you on hold for a moment here. Look, we have an open phone show. Anybody who wants to can call in. Maybe I didn't understand what he said there, because his kind of accent's pretty heavy. Anybody who wants to support the state as is certainly free to call in, just as you have been. You want to promote this idea that the government is the people. We actually addressed this earlier in the show. That is nonsense. The government is made up of people, but it's not all of the people. It's a very small, select group of people who are more than happy to use the threat of violence and actual violence against the rest of the people to force them to do the bidding of what some people want them to do. And I'm not okay with that. I got a real problem with that, Philip. Philip, are you there?
I'm still here.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say to that?
I live in a small town, Conway, but I monitor your program most of the time, and I hear all these things about government, government, government. Get rid of a government. You don't need a government to get into your business. Live in a state of nature. Everybody for themselves. Let God
That's what we have, by the way. Thank you for the call. That's exactly what we have today. There is a state of nature in that there is a large gang, a criminal element, that is ruling by threat of force and actual force over these people. Mark, you said you want a government to compete. Well, you could already argue that the governments are competing. There are 50 state governments, and they're to some extent
they're
competing.
They're still claiming lordship over given pieces of land. I IM'd you a piece of audio I'd like you to play for Philip and everyone else. I think it's very, very important.
Okay, I'll pull that up here. Yeah, right, the Obama clip.
Yeah, it's very important. This is very important because this is the rebuttal to the government is of the people.
All right. So here it is from
the core of our military's relationship to the nation and how accountability is structured. I think you are privatizing something that is what essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
What sets a nation state apart, Ian?
The monopoly on violence.
What sets a nation state apart from every other form of organization?
The monopoly on violence.
That's it! If you think that if it's a government of the people, it's people that claim a monopoly on violence in a given landmass. Barack Obama said that. I didn't make it up. This isn't his voice spliced together. This is the gosh darn lie that we've been told through government schools our whole lives.
Well, no, that was honest, what he said.
Right.
That wasn't a lie.
Right. The government is of the people. Government is of the people with the guns. That's the end of the story.
Well, no, not just people with guns, because there's plenty of Americans with guns, but most of them aren't willing to use them against their peaceful neighbors. That's what government is willing to do. That's what the state as we know it.
That is the concept behind the Second Amendment, that the governed govern the government because they have guns. In nations where the governed don't have guns, they do not govern the government. So at the end of the day...
Well, they don't govern the government here either, and they've got a bunch of guns.
At the end of the day, it's the people with the guns and the people who have the veil of legitimacy.
Meaning they can get away with using the guns,
sure,
and people won't look at them as though there's a criminal enterprise that's hurting peaceful people.
Right, I guarantee you.
Oh, you broke the law, you get what you deserve.
If a government agent came to your house tonight, knocked on the door, when you answered the door, he shot you center of mass, that there would be lots and lots and lots and lots of people that would try to come up with an excuse as to why this was a perfectly
fear for his life.
Acceptable behavior. I'm not saying every government agent that shoots every person is somehow an evil individual, but what I'm saying is that they have a mantle of legitimacy. And that mantle of legitimacy carries with it an inherent danger. That inherent danger means that they're going to be less responsible. I'm not saying the government agents are unresponsible. I'm saying the incentives are there for them to be irresponsible.
Yes.
That's what's frightening, and that's what government is. You can sugarcoat it in whatever way you want, but at the end of the day, the government is people who have guns or willing to use them.
That's right. Against peaceful people, because it's okay to use a gun in defense of yourself or your family from an attacker.
I got no problem with guns.
Yeah.
I got
they're willing to use them aggressively.
With an organization that claims a monopoly privilege. You know how you get a monopoly privilege? By sticking a gun in somebody's face and telling them, if you try to compete against me, I'll blow your head off.
Let's go to Rob in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Good evening, fellas.
Hey, welcome.
Well, you're certainly living up to the name of Free Talk, so very good show.
Thank you.
I don't want to sugarcoat anything because I don't want to get taxed.
Okay? So, it's 20 cents an ounce. Or what is it?
Two cents.
Two cents an ounce.
Well, convert that to words then. You convert that to words and I'm in trouble. So,
Rob, Hang on. I know you want to comment, so be patient. We're going to bring you back, okay? More with Rob here in moments in Chicago. Lots of people want to comment on this soda tax or sugar tax, and they should want to because it, whether or not Santa Fe passes this thing, it's probably going to be proposed in a city near you. This is Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We're going back to Rob in Chicago. You can bring up anything that you want. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, well, I'm in Chicagoland, and Chicago passed one of those sugar taxes upwards 2 years, if not a little bit more than that. But it's been in effect for a good 2 years. And because of that sugar tax, you know, it affects mostly sodas, the vitamin waters, anything that's adding sugar to it, to any of your flavored waters and so on. The result of that caused, obviously, the obvious result. Sales went down.
Mm.
Of course, when sales go down, their company starts to lay off people, so jobs are lost. And that's the major effect of it. The other thing is that you guys talk about aspartame, how our
diet sodas.
All of the diet sodas.
Artificial sweeteners and whatever. That has aspartame in it. Aspartame is a drug or a chemical that one of these big corporations, pharmaceuticals, came up with, and it is not good for you. It is very bad for you.
CNN's article here says that it apparently increases the risk of strokes and dementia.
It affects the brain. It's, you know, there's really, you know, they'll talk about cancer causing and so on. They get that and everything, including bubble gum, chewing gum. So anyone that's out there buying their Trident or whatever, that has aspartame in it. Mm-hmm. And any of these people that are high on health and so on are like, I stopped chewing gum, period, because it has aspartame in it.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
You don't want that. Don't want that in your system. So here, this extends even bigger. Is this a tax because they want to fund a preschool? Heck no. That's just the excuse. You got to put that label on it, right? That's what these globalists need to do. They need to put that label on it. Oh, this is for something good. We're going to do this for the good of these people and this good cause. So that in itself, just like the lottery reference you brought up earlier, it's just bogus, you know.
What is, and by the way, I'm looking here at the Chicago area tax, and it is a 1 cent per ounce, I believe it's 1 cent per ounce tax. They're proposing a 2 cent per ounce tax in Santa Fe. So I believe Santa Fe is going to be, if it passes, the highest of those taxes in the United States.
Well, that's the goal, right? The goal is to stop people from consuming this stuff.
So my question is,
no,
Rob,
Has
there been any look at, you know, how people's behaviors have changed in the city of Chicago since this tax?
I was thinking about that earlier when you guys were talking about violence and so on, the effects of it. You know, Chicago's got the highest murder rate in the country. So who knows? I'm not going to put the two together, but that was a funny thought that crossed my mind. But I don't think one has to do with the other. I at least hope not. You know, less sugar is causing more violence. I don't think so. But
do you know anyone personally who has reduced their soda consumption due to the tax?
Well, lots of people. If I walk in, I don't see specifically it's the city of Chicago that puts the tax on. So I live in the suburbs, so I'm not really too much affected. But anytime I'm in the city and I walk in any one of these convenience stores, a food store, whatever, believe me, no matter how thirsty I am, I'm looking for something more economical, and it definitely isn't a soda. So, again, if anybody's affected, it's the distributors. It's the people that have lost their jobs, and anyone that wants to continue to buy those products, any flavored water, soda, you name it, you know, they're paying more money, which is, you know, a lot of us in this nation have been watching what we spend, you know, and that's a difficult thing. Is it, now, who am I speaking to, Ian or Mark?
Ian and Mark, both.
Okay. Well, the point he just brought up is it's a cause to have them consume less. I highly doubt that. I think... One, it is the cost strain on the distributors, so people do lose their jobs. People without their jobs depend more on what? Government.
The government.
Get your democratic government, you know, communist agenda going, and they're dependent more on all those. We're going to give you this. You lost your job. We're going to give you more welfare. We're going to give you more. Rely on us more. That's one cause. Another cause is, well, if the diet sodas and whatnot are costing less, well, guess what? Now they're drinking aspartame.
According to CNBC, Philadelphia tax has hit soda sales hard. Philadelphia's recent soda tax has led to a disastrous decline in soft drink sales, according to the beverage industry. Rob, thanks, by the way, for your call. According to the sources, supermarkets in Philly have seen Coca-Cola sales volumes fall 30 to 50% As a result, many of them are cutting shelf space for the beverages like soft drinks, teas, and juices by as much as 50%. Rival PepsiCo has seen a 40% drop in beverage sales and only 10 to 15% bump in sales just outside of the city, leading to cuts of 80 to 100 jobs out of the 423 in the area.
I believe that those are the things that's happening. So the people that are pushing this tax in Santa Fe isn't the government. It's
a
little pack of do-gooders.
Well, some of them are in the government, the mayor himself and the city councilors.
Sure, but there's people bringing it there, Bloomberg and these folks. Mm-hmm. And I think that, A, they want to, you're right, you're probably right, that they want to put in place this company that's going to collect the tax, and they're going to take a little vig off of that, and yep. It'll be really great for them. And, you know, what a wonderful thing to, you know, to take money from poor people. But
nice little fascist deal there.
Yeah, but at the same time, I really do, I think that this is pushed forward by the people who want to do good in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think sugar's a good thing. I don't think you should be drinking soda. If you're going to drink more than one soda a day, that's, you know, you're out of the realm of possibility here, as far as I'm concerned. However, that's what a free country means. A free country means that you have the freedom to make bad choices. If you only have the freedom to make good choices, you're not free anymore. And, by the way, who gets to decide what a bad choice and a good choice is? We just talked about margarine earlier here in the show. When I was a kid in the 80s, eggs were bad for you and margarine was good for you.
That's changed now.
Now eggs are good for you and margarine's bad for you. I'm not saying sugar's going to come back around in 30 years and suddenly be good for you. I suspect the answer is it will not. However, freedom will still be good for you.
No doubt. Let's go to Bob in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
How are you listening tonight, by the way?
I'm driving in a car near Battle Creek. I like to listen on WBCK.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're on our FM affiliate there in Battle Creek, WBCK. Very cool. All right, so what's on your mind tonight?
So I heard you guys talking about the government coming to your house and shooting you and no repercussions, it sounded like.
I didn't say no repercussions. I said there would be a lot of people that would try very, very hard to explain away what occurred. Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
It's very rare that there would be repercussions, though. I mean, they might give a stern talking to somebody.
I got a story right here about a lady who called 911 because she cut herself on some broken glass. The police officer came in and attempted to shoot her dog and missed and shot her child. What do you think is going to happen to that guy?
Yeah, we would have to also be implying that they make it until the police or anybody else gets here, because there's a lot of neighbors around, and they wouldn't really stand for that. So, actually,
What are you saying?
You
the neighbors?
A neighbor is going to stop somebody, a government official, from knocking at your door?
No, after they shoot you and
there have been plenty of people shot in their homes, and neighbors haven't done anything.
People divert their eyes whenever a traffic stop's going on. Well, I don't know what must have happened.
Thanks for the call, Bob. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. A lot of these homes that are raided and dogs shot to death, those are all done in neighborhoods. Plenty of neighbors around. What have they done? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the soda tax or Donald Trump's first 100 days in office or whatever you want to talk about, you can bring up anything with you, Ian.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do it through Bitcoin.com. Maybe you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users. Well, the Bitcoin.com forum is always open and censorship-free. You can go to forum.bitcoin.com to find that. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com with your Bitcoin. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. We're big fans of Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. If you don't know what it is, it's a decentralized cryptocurrency, and you can learn more about what that means over at Bitcoin.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, let's start with Eric. He's in Indiana, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, Bitcoin to the moon, right?
We hope so. It's a record high over the last couple days at like $1,335.
It's shooting up. So the sugar tax, I'm not really affected by it. I don't drink a lot of sugary stuff as is, but I feel like a lot of people are affected by the people consuming the sugary substances because I'm sure everybody else's insurance premium has been going up a ton, and all these people guzzling down, I don't know how many calories it is per like 48 ounces, and some people have 2 48 ounces a day, and that's just it's causing cancer, obesity. So tax the heck out of them. And spend that money on lower insurance premiums. Like, stop drinking the crap.
Well, so let me posit something else. Maybe, and I'm not going to say it's a conspiracy, but what is certainly true is that medical care is beginning to centralize around the world, right? Like, governments mm-hmm. are moving towards single payer, and that means that my business becomes your business very quickly because you've got to pay for it, just as you've said, right?
Yeah.
So really the solution is that my business shouldn't be your business.
Exactly.
And that insurance companies should be able to have different policies for different sorts of people. I can assure you that if they had any kind of ability to see the kind of diet that my wife chooses that our family eats, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, those premiums are going to be lower than, you know, somebody who runs around eating fast food and
drinking a bunch of soda.
So, I think that this is really something the marketplace can solve significantly better than the government can. And we can't get there by advocating for more government, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, they should pretty much just do like health screenings every year and have everybody go through a physical. If they're going to do these like universal insurances, then, give people who are taking care of themselves with a diet, give them a break because, I should go to the doctor, but I haven't felt the need to go to a doctor for like 5 years, but my insurance premium's gone up for, $70 a year for the past like 5 years. So it's not really fair.
Indeed. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Unfortunately, as Mark's pointing out, and thank you for the call tonight, Eric. Appreciate that. This centralization of power in healthcare is driving people to think up these new ways to try to control their neighbor, and that's the wrong kind of mindset. Unfortunately, it's going to drive people that direction.
It's also classic slave on slave mentality.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what this is. My insurance rates are going up because of the fat guy drinking 2 48-ouncers every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Your insurance rates are going up because the government has mandated that they cover everyone. The government has excluded many insurance providers from given marketplaces. The state governments only allow a very few people to compete in a given geographic area. The government has driven up your rates, and it's easy to point at the fat guy drinking a soda because that's all he's got left in life, right? The opportunity for an NBA career has left him, probably the opportunity for meaningful sex has left him, pretty much everything. That's it. It's gone. All he wants is his soda, and you want to snatch it out of his chubby little fingers.
All I wanted was a Pepsi.
Right?
You wouldn't
just
give it to me.
One Pepsi.
Let's go to James. He's in Indianapolis as well, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, James.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I am a disabled veteran, a Vietnam veteran, and I was
Sorry
only
to hear
on
that.
A flight. Well, it was on a flight last week, 1st of April, and went down up on the Lincoln Memorial, and on the extreme left-hand side of the memorial, there was a plaque to the American Communist Party. And I go, oh, my God. I remember back in the 60s, the 50s, and the 60s, if you were a member of the American Communist Party, you were blacklisted. You were not allowed to act in Hollywood. They wouldn't play your movies. They wouldn't play your songs on the air. And the thought occurred to me, oh, my God, they have now moved inside of our government. There are people inside of our government now.
I need to understand this a little bit more, what happened. So you're saying you're at the Lincoln Memorial, and that there's
I saw this plaque.
Okay.
And it brought back the memory of the American Communist Party. I had totally forgotten about it. I forgot they existed.
So wait, it was a plaque to the communists, by the communists?
No. It was not to them. It was just a statement of historical fact that they existed.
Okay.
It was, yeah. But it jarred a memory in me that during the 50s and 60s, members of that party were blacklisted. And now they're inside of our government.
I guess the reason that you would want to look at why you don't blacklist people is because it goes underground, right? Like, they didn't get into the government because they said we're American Communist Party members, right?
Exactly.
They got into the government because they said we're liberals and we want to help.
And now we have the American Communist Party, and we also have Grand Dragons of the Klan that are in our government. Well, Robert Byrd was the Grand Dragon in West Virginia, and he tutored Hillary Clinton. Huh?
He's dead.
But he tutored Hillary Clinton for 30 years, and when he died, she said that he was the best man that she had ever known.
Yeah, Cowboy, I think she had to retract that one, too, didn't she?
Yeah, I never heard her retract it.
Well, just because she retracted it doesn't mean she doesn't believe it.
She doesn't believe it, yeah.
Right. Al Gore Sr. is the Grand Dragon down in Tennessee, you know? These people are there. They're stuck inside the government, and they're controlling it.
Well, one shouldn't be surprised that when there is a state, which is this monopoly on violence, like we were discussing before, that it will attract those who are the most interested in controlling the lives of others and sculpting the world around them to their liking. That is the kind of person, that is the kind of psycho and sociopath that is attracted to these positions of power. And the only way to solve that is to end the idea of the state. Thank you, James, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we are a long way from that happening, because people believe they need the state, even though they realize that politicians are lying scum and, that they do seek power. People understand that politicians are bad news. When you talk to them individually, they'll tell you when a politician's mouth is moving, they're telling a lie. I mean, everybody knows this about them, but yet they haven't disconnected the idea of the state from the reality of who it attracts. They still hold on to this belief that if they can just vote for the right person, that the violent monopoly that is the state, that we know of as the state, will somehow become this wonderful, efficient organization that's going to help things in life and make things better and fair and, you know, all kinds of, you know, fantasy that is not backed by the reality of what government really does, which is, of course, rewards their friends and punishes their enemies and uses your money that they've taken by the threat of violence to do that with.
Yep. And you might very well be their friend, but I can tell you, I'm not
for long.
And they spend plenty of time trying to punish me.
Were you, if you were their friend a year ago, are you still their friend now?
Oh, you mean when the former president was in
right,
power?
Right, because people fall in and out of favor as far as friends and enemies of the state are concerned.
That's true. It's a nice day to be a Republican as opposed to a Democrat.
Yeah,
right?
You can make the government this humongous, monolithic, powerful organization while you're in charge of it, but then what happens if it gets taken out of your hands? They'll turn it against you. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. We got enough time for you. If you join us now, this is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use
and cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Right here in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you call now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one easy way to do it is to go shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. We were calculating some of these soda taxes, and there's a 2 cent per ounce tax that may be coming to Santa Fe soon. Philadelphia's got a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on soda. And so, like, a 12 pack of Coke, which could cost, you know, $3 from what I understand, possibly. I saw some article in a Santa Fe newspaper. By the way, it's hard as hell to figure out what a 12-pack of soda costs, because I never buy them, and the Internet just doesn't have, like, local store prices.
It's not like you and I are these high and mighty talk show hosts that never go to the grocery store either, right, for ourselves, that somebody goes to the grocery store for us. But by all means, we're at the grocery store at least every week. It's just that I don't buy soda. If I buy soda,
you would have known.
I'm going to buy a specialty root beer or a specialty ginger ale.
Right.
And
the ginger brew.
Yeah, those things are like $6, between $4 and $6,
right,
a 4-pack that comes in bottles. That's the only thing that I can speak to intelligently. They will be taxed, but I'm already paying exorbitant, ridiculous prices for them anyway, because I drink them rarely.
Mm.
And when I drink it, I want to taste every single sip. And I want to, I want to experience it, as
right,
opposed to, this is the beverage that I drink with a meal.
Yeah, we don't even drink a whole one of those. I mean, we get those main root ginger brews. And
you don't drink a whole one. I can drink a whole one with no trouble at all.
Oh, I can, but I just prefer not to, just because it's just so sweet. Half of it is just as pleasurable as the full one. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is because we do have shop.freetalklive.com. You can go shopping through Amazon at that link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. And normally, it's not worth buying drinks online. Like, typically, you'd have to be desperate for you don't have any kind of place near you that you could go to buy soda, then you would buy online. But, you know, the average person has a Walmart or a Target or something like that somewhere within driving distance, so it's no problem to just go in, or 7-Eleven or whatever, just grab one of the 12 packs there. But if this tax in Santa Fe passes, according to one article, you can spend $3 on a 12-pack, and that's like probably on the cheaper side, because they were saying you could buy like four 12-packs for $12. So let's just say $3 on a 12-pack. They're going to be taxing that $2.88, so $2 per 2 cents per ounce, 144 ounces, $2.88 tax. That nearly doubles the price of that 12-pack of soda at the register.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at just under $6. You can get that 12-pack for $5.04 on Amazon Prime right now. So a whole lot of people in Santa Fe are likely going to be doing online shopping if this thing passes on Tuesday. So if you want to save big time on your purchases, because again, Amazon's got great prices on electronics and all kinds of stuff, you just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that helps us out. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online at freetalklive.com.
It's about ignition interlocks. And okay. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is in favor of ignition interlocks as one solution because they are highly effective in stopping somebody who is drunk from driving a car. And so they are supporting measures that would allow a convicted drunk driver to shorten their suspension time and start driving legally if they get an ignition interlock installed in their car.
Okay.
But you ask them, what about Mr. and Mrs. 20? What if they get an ignition interlock installed in their car? Could they shorten their second-class citizenship time and they can start drinking alcohol legally before they're 21? Oh, no. So intense and deep-rooted is their seething hatred against these innocent, responsible alcohol drinkers that they could never support that. This is only for the benefit of convicted criminals. But
it does seem strange that that so many people want to make 18, 19, and 20-year-olds criminals by the activity that all of them did. I can't tell you when my first beer was probably had in my 16th, you know, after my 16th birthday.
Mine was too.
There you go.
Mostly they want to blame their own criminal wrongdoings on a society that was tolerant of soft on underage drinking. But I do have another point to make about this, okay? And that is we're going to need a nickname, a name for that's not already in use about anything else. Like, let's say Bill Clinton leaves his headlights on, and he goes on into the bar and has a few drinks, and then he's got a dead battery, first of all. So he asks the waitress, Monica Lewinsky, she hasn't had a drink all night. She drives her car around and wires up the jumper cables, and first she gives him a jump start, and then she gives him we're going to need a name for that. He can't do the interlock because he's got alcohol on his breath, so he asks her to do that. We're going to need a name for that that's not already the name of anything else.
The person that breathes into the interlock device for you so that your car will start?
We're going to need a name for that, you know?
I see.
Okay?
All right. That's cute, Tom. Thanks for the call. Is he referring to a BJ? Was that what he was suggesting?
No.
No?
He's just talking about it.
Uh-huh. Was that wasn't what he was alluding to?
I didn't get
alluding
that from
to?
It. Okay. Whatever you perverts were communicating
with
each other.
Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, BJ, Bill Jefferson Clinton, huh?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
The Santa Fe, I have been in the city council chambers during the city council meetings and addressed Javier face-to-face.
That's
he sits
the mayor?
The mayor there sits in on the city council meetings as one of the members, how their charter set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And from the local advertising in the media, Javier is behind this. I don't know what you were talking earlier about some small group of do-gooders versus the mayor himself, and he's part of that group of do-gooders, whoever it is. And I just from my experience here, I do believe it's not just doing good. It's the other political motivations that you've talked about. Especially here's an interesting fact, and this is not down on the LGBT whatever community, which is extremely prevalent in Santa Fe to the point where I don't even like to be there as a straight male. It creates problems. But I'm not, this isn't dissing them at all. This is just a fact that is, to me, it's unacceptable. When Javier became the mayor there, I noticed I was in front of City Hall one day shortly after he was in office, and the U.S. flag was on one pole, and the state of New Mexico flag is on another pole. And then the rainbow flag was, of the three flags that were flying, the rainbow flag was flown up there with the U.S. flag, the state of New Mexico Zia flag, and the rainbow flag, which, you know, it's fine to promote your cause, but I think, becoming mayor and then, doing it in such a way shows your propensity for shoving your politics down other people's throats in a way that is maybe outside of what you should be doing. I mean, if I was elected mayor in Santa Fe, I don't think it would be acceptable for me to fly the flag of whatever my cause is, whether it's fathers that were abused in the court system over custody.
Is he a gay man?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's openly gay.
I still don't think that. So
I had to take them all down.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm for that too. A government building should be probably only be flying government flags.
Take them all down
if they're going to fly flags at all, right?
I would say take them all down.
I understand.
Flags are bad. Nationalism bad.
Right. Nobody's killed anybody over a gay flag, though.
Not yet.
No one flying a gay flag has killed anyone for flying, I don't know, whatever the other flag is.
Yeah, well, maybe he's just been hearing that old saying about, you know, let your freak flag fly all these years, and so he finally, you know, took him up on it and did that.
Well, I mean, as far as things that mayors do, I mean, there are a lot more offensive things that I can think of, like the soda tax is definitely one of them, and
if I had to choose between the gay flag and the soda tax, he can fly that rainbow flag any old time. I suppose the only thing I've got to say about the gay flag is how come the gay guys got the rainbow? I think the rainbow's wonderful in colors. Who doesn't want that?
Indeed. I'm fine with gay people, too. Hey, thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
But now, you know, if I want to have a rainbow sticker on my
car, people might think you're gay.
Suddenly I'm whatever, right?
Well, who cares?
Indeed.
I mean, who cares what people think? So, hey, we're out of time for tonight, but that's okay because we do a live Sunday edition of this thing we call Free Talk Live, and you can join us for that 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Those are our live hours. You may or may not be listening live. You might be listening on podcast or on what they call delayed broadcast in the radio later on. You can always find us online anytime over at freetalklive.com between now and the next show. And also, don't forget to amp the show for $5 a month or Bitcoin and get the cool perks at amp, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sole Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.